The Rod of God, part two. Part two. Okay, I have my little notes all over the place here. All right, let's look at this rod. Ooh, we love the Rod of God. That it strikes the serpent. Okay? These are all satanic encounters, the war. This is the war, which the Rod of Moses and the Rod of God. The Rod of Moses prefigures the Rod of God. The pole, which the serpent was crushed on at the foot of the cross. He crushed the serpent. He, the Messiah, in the first advent. He was lifted up. If I be lifted up, I shall draw all men nigh unto me. He, in the Genesis scripture, the prophecy of the woman was, you shall crush his head, the serpent's head, and he shall strike your heel. And that says, then he's limited. He's limited to that parameter of destruction. He's limited as long as we're under the shelter of the Most High. All right, let's look at John 3:14, in which it says, just as Moshe lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who trusts in him may have eternal life. The bronze serpent in the desert, he was lifted up. He became the rod. It was the Rod of God. Moses pointed to this continually. This is the song of Moses, is deliverance from the power of the satanic kingdom. And it is, whoo, we're going to get exciting here now. Let's look at some Psalms. Let's look at Psalm 2. Thou shalt break him. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. This is, no doubt about it, one of the war against God's psalm of the return of the king. Why are the nations in an uproar, the peoples grumbling in vain? The earth's kings are taking positions. Leaders conspire together against Adonai and against his anointed. They cry, let's break their fetters. Let's throw off their chains. He who sits in the heaven laughs at them. And Adonai looks at them in derision, then in his anger he rebukes them and terrifies them in his fury. All right. And he does what? He breaks them. All right. He looks at, then in his anger he rebukes them, terrifies them in his fury. I myself have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree. Adonai said to me, you are my son. Today I became your father. Ask of me and I will make the nations your inheritance. The whole wide world will be your possession. You, the whole, listen up, powers of darkness. The whole wide world will be the king on Zion, his holy mountain, his possession, the Messiah, the prophesied one. You will break them with an iron rod and shatter them like a clay pot. Therefore, kings, be wise. Be warned, you judges of the earth. Serve Adonai with fear and rejoice, but with trembling, and kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish along the way when suddenly his anger blazes. How blessed are all who take refuge in him. This is the deliverance and the second return of the Messiah. You are your rod and my staff. Remember, Psalm 74, your congregation, which you have purchased of old, the rod of your inheritance, which you have redeemed, this Mount Zion wherein thou hast dwelt. And then I will visit their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. Psalm 110, which is a reflective psalm of Psalm 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. Do you hear that, people of God? Rule in the midst of your enemies. Rule. God has given us authority. He's told us to rule. Exercise your authority. And as long as you're obedient, God, if you do what he says, you line up with him, it is his hand, his rod, that moves and rebukes the enemy. that rebukes the enemies, his enemies, your enemies. He brings deliverance out of Zion. Out of Zion. Okay, the Lord shall send forth the rod of your strength. Let's go over here. Let's look at the rod of this strength in Revelation 2. Let's look at this rod. Who is this strength? This is the King in Zion. Now we're going to see who this Lord of glory is. We're going to look upon him. Revelation 2:27. All right, I'm going to back up. This is about the church in Thyatira. starting in verse 24. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, to those who do not hold to this teaching, who have not learned what some people call the deep things and the adversary, or Satan, the Illuminati, Lucifer, I say this, I'm not loading you up with another burden, only hold fast to what you have until I come. To him who wins the victory and does what I want until the goal is reached. Do you hear me? I will give him authority over the nations. He will rule them with a staff of iron and dash them to pieces like pottery. Who should not fear thee, O Lord? Just as I have received authority from my Father, I will also give him the morning star. Those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the messianic communities. This rod of iron. Let's go again. Let's talk about this. This is a topic. This is the rod of God. This is Yeshua, the risen Messiah. Revelation 12:5. She gave birth to a son, a male child. The one who will rule all the nations with a staff of iron. But her child was snatched up to God and his throne. We just read who that was. I have installed him on Mount Zion. He has authority. And she fled into the desert where she had a place prepared by God so that she can be taken care of for 1260 days. Now there was a battle in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, that ancient serpent. And the dragon and his angels fought back. This is war. This is war. Let's look at Revelation 19:15. All we have to do is do what God says. And the battle belongs to him. He speaks and the whole world is subject to his voice. There's nothing that's beyond his control. Let's look at this great king. Let's look up. Revelation 19:11. Now I saw heaven open, and there before me was the white horse. Sitting on it was the one called Faithful and True. And it is in righteousness that he passes judgment. This is the rod of his judgment. He judges the wicked in justice and truth and brings deliverance. And goes to battle. His eyes were like a fiery flame, and on his head were many royal crowns. He had a name written which no one knew but himself, and he was wearing a robe that had been soaked in blood. And the name by which he is called is the Word of God. Why was it soaked in blood? Because the life is in the blood. And as we receive the forgiving blood of Yeshua, we have a DNA change. We become a new creation in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. The armies of heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. And out of his mouth came a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He is going to strike down the nations. He's doing this. We're going to watch. We get to watch what he's doing and report to you what we have seen and what we know. He will rule them with a staff and iron. It is he who treads the winepress from which flows the wine of the furious rage of Adonai, God of heaven's army. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. All right. And then the angel, I just can't stop. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, blazing. Oh my gosh, if you knew all the things that were happening in the heavens right now, with the planets and the alignments and the dragon. Mm-hmm. He cried out with a loud voice to all the birds that fly about in the mid-heavens, come and gather together for the great feast God is giving to eat the flesh of kings. He's gathering them together, the flesh of generals, the flesh of important men, the flesh of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all kinds of people, free and slaves, small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to do battle with the rider of the horse and his army. The gathering. But the beast was taken captive, with it the false prophet. We know who that is. Who in his presence had done miracles which he had used to deceive those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. All right, so what is our place? What is our position? To testify with the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Okay, let's go look at the song of Moses. It's in, not the one in Deuteronomy 31, but the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb in the book of Revelation. Let's look at that one. Here we go. Revelation 15. This is how we line up with our mouth. We don't speak against God and have all these fiery serpents bite us. We line up with God. Revelation 15:3. I saw, well, I'm going to start at 2, what looked like a sea of glass. I'm going to close this segment out. I'll start another one in just a moment.